Hello and welcome to Visible by Numbers. I'm your host, Allison Bachman. Thank you for joining me this evening. For those of you listening for the first time, I'm a professional numerologist, and I guess you could say too that I'm a little bit of a mystic because I've studied a wide range of metaphysical subjects. Both go hand in hand really when you truly understand the spiritual qualities of the numbers. Numbers speak of psychic abilities, holistic healing, chakras, meditation, about being an empath, and I could just go on and on. Numerology truly opens the door to understanding spiritual philosophy because it's universal truth and it can be found in its knowledge. Now, some of you may be sitting there and you may be wondering to yourself, well, what exactly is numerology? For those of you who are not aware of what numerology is, it's the study of the spiritual qualities of numbers and letters, and it dates back to antiquity. It is, simply put, the language of numbers. Numerology uses the information found in your date of birth and your name given at birth as a method to understand your deeper nature and your soul's purpose. Numerology was founded upon the teachings of Pythagoras, who was a 5th century Greek mathematician and a mystic. Pythagoras traveled extensively during his life, and he studied with the greatest religious leaders of his time, which is why numerology has roots in ancient cultures such as Rome, Egypt, Greece, China, and it even has ties to the Hebrew Kabbalah. To Pythagoras, the universe was not chaotic, but it contained a deep underlying order which pervaded the visible world and the minds of men. He truly believed that we are already divine, and that we achieve immortality not by becoming divine, but by realizing that which is already within us, all of which is revealed in our numbers. There's no randomness to the day you were born, nor to the name you were given. It was your soul's choice. Both the day you were born and your name are a roadmap to your soul's journey in this lifetime. Once you're aware of who you are and what you have set about to achieve in this lifetime, your life itself takes on new meaning and clarity. Understanding your numerology is equivalent to awakening of your divine self. Now, the purpose of the show is to enlighten you about numerology and to teach you a little bit. And I've got a little lesson coming up on tonight's show because I'm going to teach you something about the name that you were given at birth. I'm going to teach you with what I call the expression number. And what the expression number is actually all of the letters in your name. So before I start the lesson, you might want to get out a piece of paper and a pencil because I really want you to work along with me. So you might as well figure out what your expression number is. So I'll give you a second to get a piece of paper and pencil. And you might also want to think about writing down the name of perhaps your significant other, whether it could be someone very important to you, or someone that you love, could be your husband or your wife. Go ahead and write down their name too and work on their expression number as well. Now, in the front of on the front page of VBS, there is the Monday programming, and there is Visible by Numbers, my show, and there's the Show Info tab. Now, if you go ahead and you click on that Show Info tab, and you scroll down to the bottom of the page, you're going to see a little chart that's there, and it has the equivalent, the numbers and the letters, what each letter is equivalent to numerically. And we're going to be working with that chart, so you might want to go there and check that out. Now, I also want to let you all know that I am currently in the chat room. It's the BBS live show chat room. So if you happen to be listening and you want to ask me a question, you're more than welcome to pop into the chat room, and I will try to keep an eye on it, and I will be happy to answer your questions, okay? Now, let's just talk a little bit about what does the expression number actually mean? What is it telling you? In order to understand what the expression number is telling you, I kind of want to go through what the life path and the birthday number are telling you before I get to the expression number, so you get a general idea. Now, the life path number is derived from your date of birth itself. It's what you are or what you have. It's called different things by different numerologists. Sometimes they call it the destiny number or the birth force numbers. The life path represents the talents and vocational education you have without any training in your life. The life path also tells us about our opportunities, our lessons, and challenges in this lifetime. The life path number is what the soul brought in to support it in its new experience during the present lifetime, and usually that's indicated by the expression number. Often the life path number will bring experience to the person which enables them to use their God-given abilities. Let's say, for instance, a person is a 7 life path. They might have many opportunities to meet teachers who will help them grow in their understanding of spiritual philosophy. A 5 life path might have more opportunities for travel, etc., etc. Now, the next number that comes up is the birthday number, and the birthday number is derived from the day that you were born. And this indicates the special talent that you possess. And it also is associated directly with the life path. It's something that you brought specifically to help you out with the life path. It's almost as if the soul specifically chose the talents and qualities of the birthday number to help them with what it is they came to do in this lifetime. And now we're on the expression number, and this is the one that we're going to be working with tonight. The expression number is derived from all the letters in your birth name. It also is referred to as the destiny number, the self-expression number, sometimes even the outer self number. I know that gets a little confusing, especially for those of you that are studying numerology, because people use different words for different things. The best way to go about that is just understand what it is you're calculating, which is all the letters in the name. And the word that I use is expression number, okay? But anyhow, getting back to the expression number, it represents the purpose or the direction of your life, the lifelong target at which you're aiming, what you must live up to in this lifetime. This is the area of your life where you must explore in order for your soul to grow. It reveals also your talents, abilities, and your shortcomings. So that's basically what we're going to be looking at tonight, the expression number. Now, taking that piece of paper where you wrote your name, first, middle, last name, okay? And the name that you wrote is the one that's on your birth certificate, hopefully. I'm sorry I didn't say that earlier, but you need to use what was on your birth certificate. And I want you to, at this point, take a look at that chart that's on the show info page. And for those of you that maybe are just tuning in, I'm just going to say it one more time. If you go to the BBS homepage, go to Monday Night's Programming, look for Visible by Number, and then there's a Show Info tab. If you hit that tab and you scroll down to the bottom of that page, you'll find this chart there. Now, what this chart does is it converts letters to numbers. So you're going to take your first name and whatever the letters are, and you're going to look under. You're going to look to see what number it is. So, for instance, if your first name starts with A, like mine, Allison, you're going to take the A and you're going to assign it a 1. Let's just move on with my name. The L is assigned a 3 because you look under the column for 3 and you see that the L belongs to the 3 group. The I is under a 9, so you would give a 9 to the I. And you continue to write these numbers underneath your first name. So I hope y'all following me, I hope. When we move on to the middle name, you're doing the same thing, okay? You're going to assign the correct number to the correct letter for whatever your middle name is, and you're going to also do it for your last name. Now, when you're done with this process, when you have assigned a number to each letter in your name, then what you're going to do at this point is you're going to add up each name individually. So you're going to take your first name, and you're going to add all the numbers underneath your first name. You're going to add them across. And when you come to that point, you're going to, it more than likely is a double digit, and you're going to reduce it to a single digit. Now, the only time that you're not going to reduce it to a single digit is if it comes out a master number. So if you're adding across all the numbers to your first name and you come up with an 11, a 22, or a 33, you're going to leave it exactly like that. You're not going to reduce it, okay? But anything else, you're going to reduce it. So let's say you add up all the numbers to your name and it's a 23. Well, you're going to add the 2 plus 3 together and you're going to end up with a 5. Now, you're going to continue to do this. Take your middle name and just do your middle name. Add up all the numbers in your middle name. And it usually is a double-digit number. You're going to reduce it to a single digit, except for the case of a master number. And you're going to do the same thing with your last name as well. When you have a single digit for each of your names, the first, the middle, and the last, what you're going to do now is you're going to add those three numbers together. You're going to add it across. If you come out with a double digit, you're going to reduce it to a single digit except for a master number, okay? So again, if you came up at anywhere in these calculations with an 11, a 22, or a 33, you're not going to reduce, all right? So at this point, this should give you a number for what is your expression number. That is all the letters in your name and what it adds up to by adding the first to the second to the last name. So, while you're there, you know, as I said, you might want to take a look at the significant other's name as well, because hopefully if we have a little bit of time later on in the show, I'm going to give you some tips about relationships. So you might like to have that number handy, okay? So now hopefully you have calculated this number, and you're looking at it and you're wondering, well, what is this supposed to mean? What does this mean to me? Well, this is a new experience that your soul sought in this lifetime. And this is a new thing that you're working on. Now, quite often, this isn't the first time that you're working with this particular energy. I believe that we come in many, many times working with the same energy. Perhaps we're working on different facets of that energy, different aspects of that energy, until we perfect our knowledge or our understanding of it. But what you're doing is you're working on that energy in this lifetime, some aspect of it. So if you came out with a 1, let's talk it out. What does that mean? What does it mean to have a 1 expression number? Well, basically, what you're here to do is really to work on becoming a leader and becoming very much aware of self, of being an individual. And I would assume that at some point in your life, or as experiences come along in your life, there's going to be many, many challenges and opportunities that come to you to cause you to stand up for yourself, to cause you to be independent, to cause for you to kind of strike out on your own. It's very much the vibration of a very strong individual. It doesn't necessarily mean that you start off that way, but as you move through life, you're just going to have more and more experiences that are going to help cultivate this particular energy within you. So the 1 energy, as I said, is definitely leadership energy. And with it comes a certain amount of confidence and strong will. Usually people that have 1 energy, they really have a strong sense of self, but they also make up their mind about things. They're not easily swayed by other people. And the strong will, that's where that comes in. They're very creative individuals, very energetic as well. You usually find that 1 people really have a tendency to be slimmer than some of the other numbers. They actually carry themselves on a much thinner frame simply because they're much more physical and much more energetic than the other numbers. The 1 energy, someone with that, is a very independent person, and this would be the kind of person that doesn't depend on other people. They actually take care of themselves. They might even have a tendency to strike out on their own. A 1 expression child might, you know, want to move out of the house earlier than maybe some of the other numbers. They just kind of want to be on their own. Because it is meant in their experience in this lifetime to be independent. Okay? So, you know, it's a perfectly natural course of events for someone with a 1 expression. Now, there's a great deal of creativity that comes with this 1 energy. This is, you know, going where no man has gone before. It's very creative, innovative ideas. This is a very mental number. People that have 1 expressions, you know, they use their minds. And usually 1 people, I'm going to tell you right now, that they start things, sometimes they have a hard time finishing them. They're more or less the idea guy. Not necessarily, you know, the person that follows through with a project. They're usually the one that comes up with a great idea about it. It's not unusual to find people that have 1 expression. Essentially, they want to own their own business, call their own shots in their own life. So if you have a 1 expression or know someone that has a 1 expression, really this is the new experience, or this is what they're working on in this lifetime. And there is a lot of events and experiences that come into their life that ask them to use this particular energy. Now, if you happen to come up with a 2 for your special number, this is generally the energy of someone who is very supportive, quite the opposite of the 1 energy. So, you know, this person is much more laid back and much more content to be in a supportive position rather than to be a leader. As a matter of fact, the 2 person might actually shy away from leadership. So you're going to find that the 2 works well with others and likes to be in a group more so than be on their own. This is the energy of the peacemaker and the diplomat. Usually people that have 2 expression numbers are quite sensitive to the energy of the people around them. They really desire peace and harmony in their relationships, in their workspace. And they have a tendency to be very diplomatic. And because of it, they actually avoid confrontations and avoid arguments because, you know, they just want harmony all around them. So we know that if you come in with a 2 expression, you know, this is basically not so much taking control, but it's kind of like the gentle wind that shapes the rock sort of energy. It doesn't mean that 2 people are weak. They're not in the least bit weak people. It's just it's not their way to come in and be a bold type of a leader. Now, the 2 is very much a friendly energy, very loving energy. And usually people that have 2s in their charts really, they're the ones that are looking for that soulmate relationship, that love of their life sort of a relationship. And 2 people very much love deeply. And I believe that if you come in with 2 as your expression number, absolutely you're going to, you know, look for that in your life, to be part of a relationship with someone else. And it's very important to a 2. And they spend a lot of their time and their energy building their relationship and giving love to their special someone in their life. Now, if you have a 2 and when you look at your career or what you might do with your life, you know, this is something where a diplomat might, you might find a diplomat or possibly a mediator of some sort. But definitely, you know, this is a peace-loving person, and it will bring peace and harmony whatever place, no matter what it is they do. The 2 is a business-orientated sort of a number. It's very good with details, and usually they're very good in business because they're very friendly. Not so much owning a business, but maybe in partnership with somebody else in a business. And one of the challenges to having a 2 for your special number is, you know, sometimes when you're trying to please everyone, you can actually lose a sense of self, meaning you give away the things that are important to you as a person in order to please other people. And that's one thing that if you have a 2 expression, you might want to be pretty careful about doing, standing up for yourself and the things that you need in life. The 2 energy really also is very artistic. There's a good deal of appreciation for music. There's a lot of ability with rhythm as well. They can be artistic with, you know, decorating, decor, that sort of a thing. So you might even find some artists and some poets, you know, with this kind of energy. All right, so we're going to move on. And if you happen to have a 3 expression, this really is saying a lot about you, that you're here to inspire others and also really to bring a certain amount of happiness to this world. And so if you're in this particular lifetime, you're working on this joy, this optimism. You're working on expressing yourself. Usually people that have 3 in the expression number, they are very creative and they're also very artistic. They're very gifted with words as well, with communication, with talking. You might find a lot of people that are in the like actors and actresses and comedians as well with the 3 expression. Now, mostly, when you're a 3, you know, it is all about, you know, how you express yourself because there's a lot of creativity there. There's a lot of artistic expression. So not to say that a 3 also couldn't be involved with anything from sculpting to painting, you name it. But mostly what they're here for is to inspire other people, usually through their words. And they happen to be very social people, very entertaining, fun to be around, interesting, magnetic, charming people. a happy-go-lucky. That's always nice to be around someone who's cheerful. And they make very warm and fun friends. The one really cool thing, I think, about the three is they really have a childlike enthusiasm. And they're actually, connect to children, mainly because they get children, because they can be childlike themselves. They don't forget what their inner child is like. And that's one of the qualities of the three. They also, threes like beauty. They like to look good. They like to beautify things. These are the kind of people I think that would make wonderful hairdressers, makeup artists, a personal shopper. Threes would be great at that. But certainly they could be life coaches, a cheerleader of some sort, where you're cheering people on. This is the sort of energy that the three, this is what they do really, really well. Now, the challenge of having a three expression is actually just trying to find an outlet for all this creativity, because there's so much creativity to a three, but sometimes they scatter their energy. So, you have to focus that energy, you have to discipline that energy, and you actually got to find one thing to express yourself with. And sometimes it's hard when you're full of all that wonderful enthusiasm and all that wonderful creativity. So we're going to move on to the four. So if you happen to get a four, what you have here, this is the energy of someone who comes to learn how to build a foundation for their life and how to work to achieve it. And so this number has a lot of discipline with it. There's a lot of, focusing. Unlike the three, the four is much more grounded, much more practical, certainly more solid and stable. This is the type of individual that would plan things and manage things. And they really do make wonderful management type positions. They fill those positions really well. They know how to get a job done, and they know how to work hard to get it done. And usually fours are really excellent workers, even maybe work just a little bit too much, Work is important to them. They do understand, and they are learning about, a hard day's work and how to earn your pay. Now, usually people with four energy are very practical, traditional, and very hardworking people. They're very systematic. They like to do things step by step by step. They know what it's like to be patient. They're learning what it's like to be cautious. Paying attention to detail is important to a four individual. And certainly being reliable and being dependable. That's one of the things that the four expression is working on. Now, four people have very good values, high sense of right and wrong, and they're very honest people. And these are, really, it's the grown-up of all the numbers. And so apparently if you come in as a four expression, you're working on this. You're working how to be mature and very down to earth. They bring order to most everything. They like to kind of organize things. So, if you're four expression and you actually have the things in your cupboard, tagged and ID'd, and you have everything in little boxes that say what's in it, that's part of your four energy coming through, because it's a lot of things. It's about organizing things. But anyhow, if you got a four there, you came to be a natural manager, okay? Someone who is grounded and very steady and enduring. Somebody that really, there's so many wonderful qualities to the four. They're faithful, they're devoted, they're considerate, they're good, they love their homes, they love their family. It's a wonderful, the pillar of the earth, the people in the community that you respect are most often, these are the four energies. Okay, we're going to move on to the five. Now, if you're coming in and you have a five expression, it pretty much means that this lifetime you're working on, freedom. You're working on having a proper attitude towards freedom. And you're also working about being adaptable to change as it comes to you in life. And so one would expect that if you have a five expression that your life might resemble a little bit of a roller coaster, meaning that there's always been a lot of change in your life. Possibly many, many times you've changed homes or changed relationships or changed jobs. Usually fives are good at everything. They really are jack of all trades, master of none. And sometimes it's hard when you're five expression to actually pick out something that you want to do for a long time. Usually they get bored and they move on to something else. So, you know, the whole thing for five is finding something that you love, something that you want to stick with. Now, one of the great gifts of having a five expression is you actually have an ability with communicating. And so your words are powerful, and also you have the ability with writing words as well and making speeches and talking to people. Now, as I said, you come in as a five, you're learning about freedom and change. You're learning about, you know, kind of rolling with the punches, basically, and not getting upset, you know, when things don't stay the same. It's kind of like embracing new things at all times. Usually people that come in with five expressions are very unconventional. Almost the word bohemian is something that you would want to apply to a five. They do things their own way. They really don't care what you think. They're different. These are also very sensuous people, I might say. They're very much tied into their physical, their body. And so, you know, sensuousness, eating, drinking, food, all of that is important to a five. And so one of the things you have to understand when you're coming in with this five energy, is this is part of your experience, is that that is a very important part of you as well. Now, fives are the travelers of the world. They're the adventurers of the world as well. So you're going to find, if you have this in an expression position, you know, there's going to be many opportunities for travel for you in your lifetime. And also, you kind of got to go through life kind of looking like it's a buffet. And you're here to try everything on the buffet. And certainly the universe, by the time it's all said and done, is going to offer you a variety of experiences to take part in throughout your life. Because change will be constant if you are a five. Okay? Now, we're going to move on quickly to the six, and the six is the cosmic parent energy. This is very loving, warm, and caring, and nurturing energy. It wants to be of service to those that they love. But mostly the concern of the six is with friends and family. So if you have a six in this position, really what you came to do is nurture the family and make family a central, important part of your life. This is very much heart energy. It's very much, there's a great deal of love in the six. Now, usually in expression, you're going to find that there's a lot of duty and responsibility that comes to you because of this expression number with a family. You know, taking care of, you may have children, you may have elderly parents, you may have siblings that need your help. You may come from a big family and they're always in need or always needing something from you. But that's one of the things that a six is learning. It's about duty and responsibility. So it's also learning about balance with that duty and responsibility, meaning you don't want to become a martyr in your desire to help your family. You really have to take care of yourself as well. And so you need to balance out the giving of love with the receiving of love as well. So when you have a six in that position, that's a really important part of what it is that you're learning in this lifetime. So what we have, again, is very responsible, caring, loving, compassionate energy. It's also very balanced. Usually sixes see both sides of each situation. So if you're a six, you know, sometimes you're very good with people come to you with problems and you really know how to give them very good advice. Problem is you probably can't make a decision for yourself to save your soul. Sometimes it's hard for sixes to make decisions for themselves. There's a lot of artistic ability that comes in with a six. There's also love of home, so much love, you know, wanting to make the home a beautiful, warm, cozy, lovely place. Certainly counselor energy. You know, find a lot of sixes that go into the counseling field. They also can be like the service industry, you know, taking care of social services or even in the hospitals, doctors, nurses, because it's healer energy as well. Teacher energy, certainly for children, wonderful teachers. This is really a very wonderful energy, very much a loving energy. It's found in the family, friends, and certainly in the community. Very generous. And if you're sitting there and you have a six expression, and if I say to you at this point that you probably feel a little bit underappreciated, well, that's because that's the way it is for sixes. You are the one that does a lot of kind and loving and caring things for other people. And quite often sixes don't feel very appreciated. So, you know, pat yourself on your back. You know, you can maybe don't look for coming from other people so often. And I'm also going to tell one more thing for the sixes, okay? You guys are the champions of the underdog. You know, you're always going to drive home that stray cat, that stray dog, that friend in need. You have a very clear sense of justice, and justice is important to you as well. So you're going to always try to right a wrong. That's just part of the energy. That's part of what you're here to learn and to experience in this lifetime. Okay, we're going to move on to the seven. If you came in with a seven expression number, that's the calculation that you got. Okay, what you're here for is really, you're in a search for the truth, you know. Seeking it and finding faith is sometime in this lifetime. Now, I have to tell you that, you know, you don't take things at face value. Just because somebody says it so, it doesn't necessarily mean it's so for you. And so this is what makes you, you know, search for the truth. You actually investigate. You actually find out for yourself what is true. And that's really part of who you are and what you're here for, to investigate and to look deeper, for the deeper meanings and things. Now, sevens are also born teachers as well, but usually you find a seven teaching metaphysical subjects or spiritual subjects, because the seven really is a very spiritual number. It's the wise old sage energy, and usually sevens become very wise, and they end up teaching their wisdom. There's a great amount of intelligence that comes in with the seven as well. And certainly, you know, to do all that research and investigation, because truly, sevens are deep thinkers. They will think things through and through, you know, upside down and right side up, you know, trying to figure it out to perfect their understanding of something. And they have a very analytical mind, and very methodical mind when they're contemplating things. Basically, if you're a seven, you know, you're here to find the soul in all things. You know, it's not about the material world for you this time. It's about the spiritual world. There's a connection for you between the heaven and the earth in this particular experience for you. Now, it's not to say the sevens aren't skeptical, because they can be highly skeptical. And sometimes the seven can be so skeptical that they totally reject anything spiritual. And they end up being like more scientific in the sciences rather than being drawn to a more spiritual philosophy. You'll find with sevens, they're usually one or the other. But the key words here for a seven is very mystical, and they're very deep and very philosophical. They have a very analytical mind, very intuitive. They go by their gut feelings a lot. They are perfectionists in their thinking and everything that they do. And quite often you find that sevens specialize as well. They specialize studying something to the point where they actually become an expert at it. So you find, you know, many of the specialists on CNN, you know, that they bring on board, like the volcano specialists and things like that, you know, I bet you find a lot of seven energy in their charts. They're also very private people. They really do keep their feelings deep down inside. They're not necessarily emotional. Sometimes they don't even understand the world of emotions. And they tend to keep their, you know, feelings shaded from other people. They don't. It's not easy for them to be able to express their feelings. It doesn't mean that they don't feel deeply. They do. It's just harder for them to express it. Most of the time, you will find sevens drawn to the metaphysical, only because that kind of answers the question about their soul and where they are and who they are, and, you know, where they came from, and. They are students of life. They're of the great observers. And they are really looking for the answers to the mysteries of life. And they're very interesting. It's very interesting energy, your seven expression. We're going to move on to the eight. Now, the eight is a number most associated with power and material rewards. But, you know, you gotta work at it, even though it's an eight expression. The one thing to understand about the eight is it's saying that what you're here for, especially if it's in your expression position, is you're here in some capacity to bring abundance into your life, material things into your life. So, you know, an equivalent to money. So you're here to achieve, you know, great successes. and pull this abundance into your life through your achievements. But also, this eight is you know, asking you to use all of your abilities, all of your talents in order to do so. So normally we find eights to have, you know, ambition. They absolutely have a desire to achieve. They do judge their life by their achievements. You know, it's what I've done with my life. It's important to them. They're very competitive. They really are natural-born authorities as well. Normally you would find someone that's really working their eight energy. They can be at the high end of management in large corporations or businesses. The eight is also very much drawn towards material things and finances. First off, they have a gift with understanding finances, and second of all, they appreciate it. I mean, usually eights care about how they look. They care about, you know, projecting that they're doing well in life by, you know, the things that they own, their houses or their cars or their furniture or whatever. So the one thing to understand if you come in with an eight expression is part of your experience this time is actually putting to work all of that, those talents that you have, this your management ability, efficiency ability, ambition and desire to succeed, you ability with money, knowing how to make money, you put that all to work and you're supposed to make money. That's what you're here for. But at the same time, you have to balance out your spiritual as well. You have to always keep that spiritual part of you very much an equal part to your life. Now, you will find with eights, you know, are very good with people, very business-orientated people. They actually can become workaholics and, you know, actually spend more time in the office than they do at home. So, you know, if that's, if you know somebody that's an eight and that applies to them, you might want to pass that information on. They've got to work on their relationships as well. And that work isn't everything, okay? And we're going to look at the nine now. If you come with a nine in your expression area, this is going to be humanitarian, so we know that what you're learning about is unconditional love and forgiveness, you know. Nines live by the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Well, sometimes the nines sit around and going, well, I'm doing to others, but I don't understand what the do unto me is. And truly, the lesson in having nine energy, and especially in the expression area, is you are a citizen of the world, and you're here to love the world. And in this particular experience, it's not about you receiving love. It's about you giving it. And so quite often you'll find when you have a nine expression position, perhaps your relationships don't work out. And you really have a hard time keeping relationships as well. So, but this is all has to do with this unconditional love that you're learning. It's about you giving it and not really expecting or wanting anything in return. Now, besides being a humanitarian, I mean, nuns really, they do want to make this world a better place. They really picture themselves, you know, when it's all said and done, that then when they leave this planet, they've left it a better place. And you find quite often people with nine energy working in the social services or in some sort of capacity where they're helping others, you know, possibly in the government even, as politicians, you know, leaders, and also the social causes as well. You find a lot of philosophers, spiritual philosophers as well, as being humanitarian, number nine energy. They also could be artists or writers. There's usually nines are just pretty much gifted at just about everything. They know how to do everything. You could find them in just about any field. It really depends on the other numbers in their chart, what it will predispose them to want to do with their lives. But nine is the number of completion. So if you have a nine in your chart in the expression position, your soul is completing something in this lifetime. There's something about the evolution of your soul reaching another place, another dimension, another vibration. You're raising yourself up, and this is the last time for you working on that energy in this lifetime. So there's a lot of completion. So one thing, if you've got this in your expression number, is you have to forgive and let go, okay? And that's a tough thing to do in a lifetime, but that's really what's being required of you, and that's what you're learning. It definitely is a very spiritual number. The nine is a wonderful spiritual number. Now, the 11 if you happen to have 11, that is has to do with being a messenger of some capacity. I mean, usually 11s have, you know, very sensitive people, very psychic, very aware. But also, there's something about your life this time where you're actually, you know, working with the spiritual realm very closely. You're connected. You're receiving information. And there's something about what you do in this lifetime that you are delivering a message or doing something in some capacity to help out humanity. Unfortunately, people with 11 expressions usually have a very shy, quiet, sometimes even sad childhood. You know, maybe that has to do with adjusting to that psychic energy. But usually they're a little bit more withdrawn when they're young. And it takes them a while to get used to this 11 energy. And as they grow and get older and go through the experiences of life, they generally work that out. They work it out. And part of the experience with an 11 expression is that you're actually, through the experiences of your life, you're formulating how you feel about your God and your faith. And this is what you're learning. You have a lot of these spiritual revelations and insights. And once you understand how you feel about things and what is right for you, then you set about to inspire others and to teach others and to, you know, show others by example and what you have learned in your lifetime. So that would be if you were an 11 expression. Now, 22 expression, this is the master builder. Again, another master number. It has all the qualities of the four. So just think back to what I said about the four. And again, you know, to step back just one more, if you have the 11 expression, think back to everything I said about the two, because that applies to you as well. But as the 22 goes, what's going on there is you're the master builder, okay? So you not only have all the psychic ability of the 11, but you also have the down-to-earth, grounded qualities and the leadership qualities of the four. And so this number would indicate that there's something about your life, something about what you're about to do in this lifetime that will benefit humanity. But it's going to be built in real form, something you can touch. It could be a clinic. It could be a library. It could be hospital. It could be many things. But there's something about what you're here to do that's going to be built in real form. That's something solid. And usually 11s are overwhelmed by their ambition. They think, wow, I'm thinking such big dreams. I'm thinking too big. I can never do it. But the truth of the matter is, if you have a 22 expression, you absolutely can do it because you have all the spiritual world backing you up, you know. So all that's being required of you is to use all of your talents and all of your abilities and get out there and try to live and bring your dream down to reality. Now, it's not often that we find a 33 expression, but if you do have a 33 expression, this is Avatar Christ energy. And this, again, is, it's you know, unconditional love. This is, again, it's all the qualities of inspiration, of joy, of happiness, of giving and speaking of service to others. And it's demonstrating over and over again what unconditional love is. I mean, sometimes it can almost feel like the life path, not life path, but it's almost like martyr energy that you just give and give and give and give of self. But it's all in the process of giving, you're teaching. You're teaching what that is. And you inspire others by the example that you set in your life. And it definitely is a master number, and it is about giving love and compassion and caring to others. Okay. So I hope that gives you a little bit of insight as to what your expression number might mean. Okay? Oh, gosh, I didn't realize that I talked that long. I'm so sorry. We do have a few minutes left. If anybody's listening, and let's say you might want to call in, maybe you've got, you know, your expression number figured out or you'd like me to do a little reading for you. I've got about, I'd say 10 minutes. The numbers are USA 1-877-876-5227. That's a toll-free number. Again, it's 1-877-876-5227. If you're calling from Canada, it's 1-888-810-8322. And as I said, I got about 10 minutes here, so I would be happy to do a mini reading for someone or answer your questions about your expression number, okay? A few things that I did want to share, as long as I do got a little bit of time here. Some weeks it's really weird. Some weeks you got one phone call right after another, and the next week it's really, really quiet. You just never know, you know? But here's some of the things I want to tell you. I do have a newsletter, and it comes out the first of the month, and I try to fill it with information for you about numerology. So if you're studying numerology, if you're interested in numerology, or if you just want to read something that's entertaining, you can sign up for my newsletter right there on my BBS bio page, right there by Visible by Numbers, on the homepage. All you got to do is email me and put newsletter in the title, and I would be happy to sign you up for the newsletter. And I'm very respectful if you do sign up. I don't share your name with anybody. And I think you would find the newsletters quite entertaining. And also, sometimes I do specials, with readings. I give a special for the month. And it'd be nice to know that, get a pretty good deal on a reading. And that also comes in the newsletter. So again, if you're interested in the newsletter, just go to the front page, look under Visible by Numbers, look at my bio page, and I'll tell you right there how to sign up for the newsletter. Just one more second, I'll be right with you. Okay. Now, Valentine's Day. I was kicking myself. I was saying, wow, I should have done a whole show on Valentine's Day. And I don't know, it just didn't dawn on me until just before the show was going to start. And I thought, that's no time to change directions. So I'm just going to give you a little hints here, okay? Some tips on Valentine's Day. If there's nobody calling in, just be a cute time to fill up the rest of the hour. Now, if you happen to have figured out his expression number, by all means, follow along using the expression number. But just to give you some little hints here, let's just look at the day that someone's born, okay? So if you're born on the 1st, 10th, 19th, or 28th, listen to me when I talk about the one. If, let's say, someone was born on the 2nd, the 11th, the 20th, or the 29th, listen to what I got to say about the twos. Born on the 3rd, 12th, 21st, or 30th, we're talking about threes there. Born on the 4th, 13th, 22nd, or 31st, there's the fours. Born on the 5th, 14th, 23rd, listen for me when I talk about the fives. Born on the 6th, 15th, or 24th, we're talking about sixes. 7, 16, or 25, we're talking about the sevens. 8, 17th, or 26th, we're talking about the eights. And born on the 9th, 18th, or 27th, we're talking about the nines, okay? So, let's talk about lovemaking style, okay? Just for a second, Valentine's Day, let's go for it, okay? Just real quick, one-liners, okay? If you're a one, we're talking tireless, and we're talking really energetic, okay? Twos, romantic. They're looking for true love, okay? And they do want to please you, so it's always nice to have a two. Threes, we're talking flirty and fun. Girls, be careful, because they're looking for a good time, okay? All right. I can't believe I just said that. Yeah, they're looking for a good time. Threes like to have fun. Fours. They're not too awful imaginative, but they're very, very faithful and very devoted to you, okay? Fives, this is hot and heavy, never boring. It's hard to keep up with a five. Six, they're loving and tender, These are the ones that take you home to mama. These are not the ones for one-night stands, okay? Sixes are very loving. Sevens, it's going to be hard to get that close to a seven, but if you do, still waters run deep. They're very deep. Their love is deep, okay? You may not see it so obviously, but it's true. The eights, well, sorry, gals, but like everything else, he likes to be in charge. So, an eight might really take the reins on a lovemaking. And nine basically can be an absolute mixture of all of the above. All right, so let's talk about what to give him for a gift. Let's say you've got a one man there. Valentine's Day, why not think of something very unique? Because ones really have a lot of individuality, and they don't want anything that's like something everybody else has. So try to get them something very different and very unique. And, if he has a favorite sport, nice, it'd be okay to give him some sports equipment. Now, if you've got a two and it's Valentine's Day, this is where you get a framed picture of you and him, or you and her, and a little love note. Something that you're showing your love and showing that, you know, you took the time to do something special and romantic. Now, if you've got a three in your life, you know, they might like a little bling-bling, you know, something sparkly and shiny. So jewelry for her, and if it's for him, probably, you know, maybe something very trendy or a shirt that's very trendy. Something that is very obvious that says, look at me, is what you want if you're shopping for Valentine's Day for a three. Okay, we are practical people here, you know. They want it to be useful. They don't like it to be extravagant, and they want you to get it for a good price. So, you know, when you're thinking about getting something for your four, you know, probably those roses that you spend $108 for, they'll probably, you know, drive them crazy. So you might be better off getting them something that they could use and something that will last. Okay? Now, if you're shopping for your favorite five for Valentine's Day, hey, you know, buy them a new cell phone because they love to talk on the cell phone. That would be a great Valentine's Day gift. Or you could get them a subscription to their favorite magazine because they really, they're kind of people that like to keep up on everything. If you're called Valentine's Day 6, how about a CD of his favorite music? That's a really wonderful gift for a 6. Now, for a 7, okay, we've got unusual here, so you might want to get him a gift certificate to his favorite bookstore. Or maybe even something very old, you know, like an old heart or something you found in an antique store like that. He'll probably appreciate that. If you've got an 8 in your life, he or she, whatever it is, just make sure that it's expensive, okay? Because 8s really appreciate the finer things in life. And if you've got a 9 in your, you know, for Valentine's Day, this is where you might want to donate something to their favorite charity in their name. They might really find that to be a beautiful gift and something very much appreciated. Okay, let's see. I think we have time. Let's talk about where you might want to take them on a date, where you want to go on Valentine's Day. Well, not so much about Valentine's Day, but, you know, everyone likes a good dinner and a nice, you know, restaurant. But if you want to get a little specific and surprise them, for one, you might try getting them a ticket to his favorite sporting event. For two, absolutely light those candles and have that romantic dinner. For three, hey, you know, he likes a party, so, you know, maybe throw a nice intimate gathering with a lot of friends and have a little Valentine's Day party. I'm sure he'd enjoy that, or she'd enjoy that. The four might really appreciate a nice quiet evening at home with not too many surprises, something, you know, maybe a special dinner, you know, where you put a little effort in, and I think the four would appreciate that. For five, you know, if you've got a concert that you could take them to, that'd be a great gift for five. They like their things exciting. They like to do exciting things. They are spur-of-the-moment type people, so, you know, I think a concert would be great. For six, hey, again, cook dinner for them. You know, and put some effort into it, you know, some apple pie, you know. Sixes really appreciate home and family and a good meal and that warmth that comes from a nice family experience. For seven, you know, you might want to pack a picnic lunch and take them by the lake for a walk, unless, of course, you're in Pennsylvania or New York where it's freezing and buried in snow. But for all of you out there and where the nice weather is, and take them for a nice picnic by the lake, or maybe even gazing at the stars at night. Now for an eight, nice expensive dinner in a nice expensive restaurant where all the powerful movers and shakers hang out. Be a good place to take your eight. And for a nine, finally, how about taking them to an art museum or a gallery of some sort? And I'm sure that your nine would appreciate that. Okay, well, kind of looks like my time is up. And it's time for me to say goodnight. So what I like to do is remind you to visit my website at www.visiblebynumbers.com. If you'd like to read more about me, what I'm all about, why I do this crazy thing, this radio show, reading, you know, give you a little bit of insight to me as a person. And you can also check out the different kinds of readings that I do offer. You know, perhaps something that I said tonight might have piqued your interest or made some sense to you. And, you know, I can't even begin to stress to you how valuable and how validating it is to get a full numerology reading. and to have someone like myself help you understand why you came, why you're here, what your talents and abilities are, and help you to validate your life. It's really a wonderful experience. So, you know, you might want to take a look at the information there about getting a reading. Again, that's www.visiblebynumbers.com. So this ends another night, another radio show on Visible by Numbers. I appreciate y'all joining me. I hope you learned something, and I will be back again next week. I think we're back next week with Ellen Dodge, and we're going to be talking more about the name. Should be an interesting show if you're studying numerology or you're just the least bit curious. So until then, I wish you peace, love, and abundance.